The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You ever make plans and you're so excited and then everything goes left?
Oh.
Nothing goes as planned. Let's talk about it this Wednesday morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And the reason I'm bringing it up is because it's halfway to the week and already, right? We're halfway through the week. And Automatic, as we're getting ready to come to the studio, looks at me and says, I am so tired. It has been that many days since we were at the Grammys, since we kicked off Black History Month. We had a lot going on this last weekend, and nothing went the way we thought it was going to go. The Grammys looks good.
Oh,
you
really?
Go to my Instagram right now. You can see my dress, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Please do, as a matter of fact.
I thought you guys were tired from just having to adapt to being around normal people.
Oh, like no,
no, no.
And not
no.
hang around with Taylor Swift.
No, no.
And Beyonce.
And
you guys are just coming.
No. But nobody saw what happened behind the scenes. Getting there was a trek. Leaving, we are in the middle of a storm. And I mean storm. Otto is screaming. My umbrella's turning inside out. We're walking in water. Luckily, I took some flip-flops. Otto has very expensive shoes on.
Now I'm just picturing you looking like a distressed Mary Poppins.
I look exactly like that. Just soaking, looking like a wet dog walking back in my gown. And I'm like, Otto, do you want to film this? He's like, shut up and walk.
There are certain times where I'm not down for social media. And when it's one of the worst storms that LA's seen in 20 years.
Oh, my God.
That's the time when I'm not down to pull up my phone and be like, let's make it a moment.
Automatic. You were so excited about your jacket. I remember you were telling me about the jacket you were wearing.
Luckily, when we were last time we were in LA, when I had my parka from Disney that the good people at Disney gave us, the little waterproof parkas they gave us, I pulled that sucker out of my bag. It's been in there for a year. I got to use it.
Praise be to Mickey Mouse.
Yes, thank you, Mickey.
Unfortunately, I left my Uggs in a hotel room and walked damn near barefoot through LA.
That was the other thing. Think about Dan's walking down Figueroa and water up to your ankles, and she's barefoot.
I had flip-flops on.
Oh, you're pretty. That's pretty much barefoot.
That sounds like the beginning of a YG song.
It sounds like the beginning of a terminal illness.
Hey, here's the thing. Sometimes things don't go your way. Smile, make the best, and move forward.
There it is.
Move
Boom.
Forward. All mm-hmm. right. Anthony A. National Day.
Something that will make us all rejoice and come together. National Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
Oh, yes, for sure. The fatness brings people together. It's not my favorite pasta, but no matter where you go, if they offer it on the menu, it's pretty good, right?
If I'm going to Olive Garden, that's my favorite.
And the wives tell about it, too, is that the guy who actually invented it for his pregnant wife.
Oh,
really?
She was having a low appetite, so he whipped up something that he thought would make her eat it, and the world got fettuccine Alfredo.
He got a healthy baby.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Crazy crimes of passion today. We're talking about Brad and Lisa Jennings, married 18 years. Their kids say that they fought a lot, and the arguments were usually fueled by them drinking.
Uh-oh.
She liked her wine. He liked his beer. And Christmas Eve, 2006, they went to his parents' house to have dinner. Everything was great. Then they get back to the house. Lisa starts drinking her wine. Brad starts, sipping his beers. And they start arguing. Now, they had three children. Lacey from Lisa's first marriage. And then two together, Amanda and Dallas. Kids say they heard their parents yelling. In fact, Lacey, who was older at the time, says that she went downstairs and said to her parents, you guys need to stop this. So Brad went to his man cave, separated from the house. The next thing that the children remember is their father screaming and crying. He was on the phone, begging authorities to hurry up, hurry up. Lacey, the oldest, said that she saw Lisa's body on the floor. Half of her torso was in the closet, and she saw a gaping hole in her mother's head. And then that Brad started making her move, shoving her away because he didn't want her to remember that scene. Here are Amanda and Dallas describing that morning.
A lot of it's a blur to me.
Just shock. I didn't know what to do, We had to leave the house so they could do all their work. And so we went outside and waited in my truck. My dad was just a mess, and that was the first time I'd ever seen him cry.
Remember that this is Christmas morning. That this is all happening.
My God.
And Brad told authorities when they got there, that's how he found her. But Lisa's sister, Sean, had doubts. that she would harm herself and let it be known.
She went to the office of the Missouri State Highway Patrol to express their belief that this, in fact, was a murder.
She also told police that she thought maybe her sister Lisa was having an emotional affair with someone online. Now, these are all allegations. Brad told cops he had no idea that that was happening and that that's how he found his wife. Forensic tests were conducted, and this is what they found.
The deputies tested Lisa's hands for gunshot residue.
And Lisa's right hand tested positive, meaning, it seemed to the coroner, that Lisa, for reasons unknown, must have killed herself.
But police were listening to her sister, Sean, and weren't buying it. Presented evidence showing that Brad had blood on his robe, which he said, of course I did. I went and I moved her. The children witnessed that. The DA indicted Brad, and a jury of his peers found him guilty.
Oh.
Case went to the jury. And 2 hours and 24 minutes later, they found Brad guilty of murder.
Brad insisted he was innocent. His children insisted. And an appeals court found key evidence was left out. Number one, Lisa's family had mental health issues. Lisa had attempted suicide before and barely survived. Her father killed himself. And the forensic DNA evidence that found she had gun residue on her right hand was never submitted to court.
Oh my, how could they leave that out?
The judge who presided over the appeal said it was one of the worst defense cases he'd ever seen in his entire 25 years on the bench. The defense attorney that Brad was appointed spoke for a minute and a half.
During the whole case?
During the whole case. Brad was released from prison 8.5 years later and says he has lost all faith in the criminal justice system. I concur. Man. That's why I don't believe in the death penalty.
We never got to the bottom of what happened to her, right?
She killed herself.
Killed herself. That's what we're going
with. She killed herself. That's not what we're going with. That's what happened. She tried before. Her father killed herself. The DNA evidence showed she had the residue on her right hand. And the coroner's report said she committed suicide. The angle of the gun. What happened is Sean convinced police. Police got what is called tunnel vision and could not see outside of that and just went after Brad. It's a horrible, horrible
Hopefully
tale.
Hopefully the police lost their jobs, right?
No, they're still working.
Oh.
Still working.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's begin today's WTF story talking about a broke college student, Dylan Stone Miller. He started donating his sperm. And recently, now that he's graduated from college and doing well, he opened his Instagram DM to find out he has 90 children.
Oh,
hold on. First of all, Dylan made $40,000. So he did a lot of donating.
Well, he's going to pay that all back in child support.
No, nobody wants money. What Dylan said is that a woman contacted him and said, you know, through an ancestry DNA test, I found out that you're the father of my daughter. He said, I wanted to meet her. And he did his own test and found 90 children that he fathered. But there's some more missing still. He is 7 shy of finding them all.
Oh my
like
God.
Collecting them like Pokemon characters.
I just want to know, how many times did that man have to go to the clinic to make $40,000?
Was he the number? You earned a golden star over there.
I will tell you this. This leads me perfectly into my new story here. You know those Vision Pro goggles that Apple put out that you had to pay like $3,500 for?
Too much money.
Yeah. So they won't play X-rated high-tech movies on the goggles, according to Reddit right now.
Oh, no.
Wait, no adult films on the new Apple goggles?
Well, you can watch regular, like the old smut. You can watch like old school porn.
I know D. John and Maddox not buying any.
But if you're trying to get the 360-degree movies, they're blocked.
Yeah. Oh, no! What a waste of some good POV technology that we could be using.
Tim Cook, you failed. You failed men around the world.
Tim Cook is what it stands for. No, okay. All right. Move over, soldier boy. You may not be the first at something. Huh? News reports coming out of North Korea are claiming that Kim Jong-un's dad invented the burrito.
What?
Yeah. They're saying that man, before he passed, came up with, and it's the first time to ever invented a burrito. And North Korea is claiming it's fresh out of there, contrary to popular belief where it was invented in Mexico in the 1800s.
That's ridiculous. First of all, you know that the people in North Korea believe believe that Kim Jong-un does not go to the toilet because his body is so well calibrated,
okay,
he doesn't need to urinate or defecate.
Then he's
that is real.
Then that right there is enough fact to know they
don't
never
they call him the supreme leader?
Yes, they do.
That dude don't even know how to make a supreme burrito. Get out of here.
Those are today's WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We are the Baby Morning Show here. We want to be your new number one, so we're playing a game called Who's Lying?
Hey.
All right, let's call today's participant. Is this Miss Amanda?
Yes, it is.
Let's play Who's Lying?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You are ready to go.
Yes, I was.
All right, Baby Morning Show. Everybody's got to get to know who we are for us to be your new number one morning show. My name is Dana Cortez. I'm the best cook in the studio. My specialty is Mexican food, comida mexicana, and no one makes better green chile chicken enchiladas than I do on the planet, okay? I challenge you.
DJ Automatic here. I am a Kraft macaroni and cheese champion. I make the best Kraft macaroni and cheese that I could say in this country.
In the blue box?
In the blue box. If you want to come and challenge me, you go ahead and bring it, okay?
Yo, what up? Anthony A. And as a single man, not only do I meal prep well, I meal prep for my survival. And over the past 2 years, cooking has been somewhat of a therapeutic process for me now. So shout out to meal prep and all my meal preppers out there.
All right, Amanda, we got some DCS merch we would love to hook you up with. If you can guess correctly who's telling a fib, who's lying?
I'm gonna say Anthony A.
Yeah!
Oh, nice! Good job, Amanda. You knew that one.
Have you ever food prepped?
Nah, never, dog. One time. And by the second day, I had to throw everything away because it was not good at all. I tried making my own Chipotle bowls, and it was ugh.
And I do make the best green chile chicken enchiladas. And I'm going to lie. I don't know what Automatic does to the Kraft. The one that's $1.25 a box. It's so freaking good.
I remember you telling the story about how you tried to make his mac and cheese and you couldn't.
I couldn't replicate
it, girl. I'm telling y'all, bring it.
I couldn't do it. Amanda,
Kraft macaroni and cheese champion here.
Are you a good cook, Amanda?
Yes, actually. I make andouille rice in the rice pot. I make garlic chicken from Hawaii.
Ooh.
I love to cook.
Dang,
we're gonna have to go to dinner at your house.
Yo, come on over. All three of you.
Thank you so much. You got your DCS merch, and thank you for making us your new number one morning show.
We appreciate you. Ow!
Love you guys so much.
877-730-DCS1. Call us up. Leave us a message. We could pick you to play Who's Lying next week. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Video of Drake loving on himself has gone viral, but is it really Drake?
Oh,
we will discuss right now inside of Best Gossip Daily Dirt, this story and more. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Steve Nash celebrating his birthday. Hi. Garth Brooks, Matthew Stafford, Ashton Kutcher, Chris Rock, and YouTube star Sam Selleck celebrating his birthday.
All right, let's talk about one of my favorites, Selena Gomez. She's with Benny Blanco. He's an accomplished producer, but her friends are a bit concerned because she is all in. Right, 6 months, you know, she's in love. They're talking marriage. And remember, she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Here she is talking to ABC about how she copes daily.
I do the necessary things. I see a therapist. I have tons of workbooks like a nerd. I write music. I try to take what's going on and turn it into something beautiful in the best way that I can.
And maybe Selena Gomez's friends have reason to be concerned. He just tattooed a QR code with one of his new songs on his face. Not her face. Not them as a couple. A QR code, sir.
Well, I mean, maybe he knows what he's doing. He has 29 number one songs.
Don't care. He's only dated Selena Gomez. She's like one in a million. Why not put her face on his face? Automatic, would you put my face on your face?
No, and I wouldn't put a QR code on my face either.
Check the photo at Dana Cortez on Instagram. All right, now let's talk about Drake, because everyone is. There is viral video of what appears to be Drake, and he's loving on himself. And women are very excited about this video, but it's really the men. The amount of men commenting on the Drake video, including my husband, DJ Automatic, had me a little weirded out.
Well, at first I thought, that can't be real. No one can be blessed like that, to have, you know, all this world fame and all these number one hits.
And then
to be have a baby arm. Baby.
I think guys admire other guys who have good just like mustaches. Like when a guy sees another good guy with a mustache.
Like a good hairline.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
Shout out to Drake.
That's way better than a hairline. You can have all the bad hairline you want if you got that bad boy with you.
I mean, if his music career ever fails, he will prosper in
Don't check the video at Dana Cortez on Instagram, but I'll give you the inside scoop if you go there on Drake confirming, yes, that is him in the video. All right, that's your Daily Dirt. We'll be right back.
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Nothing says love like a homemade southern biscuit shaped like a heart.
I love you.
Food news is delicious and good today. Hey, it's time for Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
All right, so there's this new show on Oxygen. It's called Selena and Yolanda. It's about Selena Quintanilla Perez and the woman who murdered her, Yolanda Saldivar. Take a listen to an excerpt from the trailer.
After so many years, I think it's time to set the story straight.
During the trial, I started hearing Selena's got a secret.
Yolanda, it's me, Selena. Can you give me a call?
And I think the people deserve to know the truth.
The truth is, you are a murdering and you showed no remorse whatsoever for killing this beautiful young woman. You know, this woman's up for parole in 2025. You better stay in jail, because you come out here, I don't think you're safe.
That's right.
It just doesn't matter what the secret is, the secret was, and we all know what it was.
I don't think everybody knows what the secret is.
Oh, you don't think everybody knows the secret?
I thought the secret was that she was having an affair with a doctor in Mexico.
Yeah, so she'd had some, you know, liposuction, some work done, and she met this doctor, and supposedly, he says they fell in love. He just talked about it recently. He said, for many years, I just didn't. But he didn't like what Yolanda was saying. So he spoke up to defend Selena. In the end, she killed this innocent woman. And that's why I wanted her to rot in prison for the rest of her life and never get out.
Anything for
Selena.
All right,
so you can watch this if you want to. February 17th and 18th on the Oxygen Network. Food News, DJ Automatic.
On a much lighter note, maybe not lighter for your stomach, but a lighter note, it's the season of love. It's February. And what are we going to do? We're going to celebrate it with a Popeye's biscuit.
Hello.
A heart-shaped, strawberry-flavored Popeye's biscuit. And every time you buy one of them, $1 goes to charity.
Nice. That's a win-win, not for your arteries, but... Popeyes does know what they're doing with that strawberry biscuit.
They do. They know what they're doing with biscuits, period.
One time we went to Popeyes and I bought a dozen biscuits. And Automatic says to me, my stomach hurts. Those biscuits are no good. I had one biscuit. There were none left. I was like, it's not the biscuits, sir. It's the amount of biscuits you eat.
Yeah, facts.
The biscuits. I just know that I probably didn't go to the bathroom for like a good 3 days.
No, we didn't even know that one.
National Day Anthony A.
All right. Well, from something that would clog your heart arteries to something that will warm your heart. It is National Send a Card to a Friend Day. So, you know, want to make somebody, especially if that person's single this time of the year, and you feel, you know, that maybe they need somebody out there.
That doesn't feel like a little bit of a pity party for somebody.
Are you projecting?
No, I'm just saying. Actually, no way. You know what? I would rather.
What if I got you a card?
I would rather you give me a strawberry biscuit, a hard biscuit.
No, I knew he was going to say that.
I'd rather get that, dude.
I knew Anthony was going to say that. All right. Don't forget, it is Black History Month. And speaking of Selena Quintanilla Perez, I want to talk about Don Shelton. This was a backup singer and choreography consultant for Selena and her group Los Dinos. The reason this is very important is because Tejano music is notoriously machismo in culture. Translation, very misogynistic. And despite pushback from people around her, Selena hired Don, who was gay. It was a big deal.
I remember exactly what dancer you're talking about.
Yeah, he was amazing, just absolutely amazing singer. Too. He was an incredible singer. Don worked for her until her obviously untimely death in 1995. He passed away from cancer in 2014.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Have you ever turned a negative into a positive? Let's break this down. Automatic Anthony A. So, Otto, you're my husband. You know this story, but sometimes you want things to happen and they don't, or something goes wrong. And you say, why is this happening? It's happening because it needs to happen. For instance, me having a child at 15. Didn't have a lot of options when it comes to work, right? So I did all kinds of jobs. I did work convenience stores overnights, shined shoes, anything I could think of. Made some poor choices picking a partner. But if I hadn't been and he hadn't cheated on me with a woman in radio, then I wouldn't even have my radio career.
Oh.
So him cheating on me is why I'm here.
Okay, that's so the cheating experience was a negative that you turned into a positive.
Oh, there was a lot of negative that I left out. We don't have the time to explain everything, Anthony, but
how did his cheating get you a job in radio, though?
Because he cheated many times, but it wasn't until he cheated with a woman in radio that I really learned my lesson, and she helped me get into radio.
She felt guilty about the cheating and helped you get a job.
No, that's not what happened.
That is.
I don't give a damn why. I'm here now.
This is the craziest definition of a foot in the door that I've ever heard in my life. I've been wondering about heartbreak. Heartbreak will allow you to find out your own truth and start a new journey forward. So I'm glad that happened for you. Me wasn't anything love related. It was I was just a wild boy. And I went to jail, not once, but twice.
Oh,
and it was the second time in jail where I had the whole, like, all right, I'm
the not awakening.
Built. Yeah, the awakening moment. I'm not built for this. And I had a really cool jail cell mate who told me one day, he's like, bro, you're talented. I can vision you on TV, dog. I can see it.
It was her little fairy jail mother.
And at that point, I was like, you know what? I got to get my life together for this
Shout
man.
Out to that guy. Shout out to the cellmate for seeing
what
the
was
vision.
His name?
I don't remember his name, but I do remember he gave me my first kite, which if you guys aren't familiar with jail, it's when they pass a letter to you, like, and the CEOs can't see it. So I was getting released because I was only in there for 3 days. And he gave me a kite to call his mom and let him know where he was. And I did that for him.
Oh,
so
nice.
We're forever right. friends, okay. dog.
He gave you a little confidence. You gave his mom a message.
There it is, dude.
Okay,
and,
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. All
and
right.
I used that experience to kind of propel me into my ventures of doing YouTube journalism, which led me to here.
For me, turning a negative into a positive, I guess it was never really a negative, but when Dana got pregnant and we had to tell our bosses that we were together and that we were having
we got
a
that
baby.
Positive pregnancy test.
They separated us. They put Dana in a different market. And they put me on a different show. And it ended up that I had to quit that show because we were going to be living in two different cities. And I moved back to where Dana was at. I wasn't on the radio for probably, what, 3-4 years, maybe?
Yeah, not that long. You
it was
still
a while.
Coming in.
I was still coming in. But yeah, well, we weren't doing the show together for a, couple, for a few years. And then everything worked itself out. We ended up with a huge syndication deal. We have a great family and our daughter's healthy. So I think that that one Beautiful. Little mishap turned into a great life.
Sometimes you pray for things to go a certain way, but the universe is pulling you in another direction because that's your path to success. What I used to dream for isn't exactly what happened, but I wouldn't change a thing because I love where I'm at.
Exactly.
You can't fight the universe.
I like how all these stories are centered around Dana giving birth.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, what, am I still going to tell this story?
I've been having kids since I was 15. We're done. No more kids.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.